Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the Podcasters, the People of Boston, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Wicked Wednesday. The Olympics are 1 week in right now. The men's hockey tournament has begun. And the first game, we have an upset on the men's side. Slovakia not just beats Finland, but beats Finland down in this in the opening of the men's side of the bracket. And let the chaos begin already. I've been warning people, and I don't really think people believe me. People just sort of assume that Canada and the USA are going to like roll everybody and stuff. Like, this isn't like, this is not a tournament that people are used to seeing. Like, people don't, it only happens every 4 years. NHL players haven't been in this event since 2014. And it's, I'll put it this way. I think it's very comparable to the WBC. It's like, yeah, you might have a deeper roster, but it's one game. Like, so what? Like, depth, it's one game. And I've said it a million times before. It's like baseball with a pitcher. You could be like, you know what I mean? You could have half the, you know, the salaries of the other team, or you could be this or that and stuff. If you have a good pitcher, right, and the pitcher pitches the game of his life, you can win the game. And it's a similar situation in Olympic hockey and international hockey. You get a hot goalie, and you get teams that understand, we don't have the talent as this other team does, so we're going to shut this down. We're going to play the trap, and we're going to turn this into a one-goal game, and then we're going to get into the third period, and then anything can happen. And it's exactly what Slovakia did against Finland, Cam. They kept it close. Hey, it's close. It's 1-1. We're going into the third period. We're going to score a couple of goals. We're going to win the game late. And that's what they did. And Finland already screwed.
Like, you said we got Sweden in that parlay. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, like Finland, you guys are done. Like, just go home already. This is an embarrassing performance.
You know what,
Dave? It's always the same. Like, you can't win with Saros as your goalie in one of these tournaments.
That's
like,
an excellent point by
he
you.
He was and bad also in the Four Nations, and he set them. He put them behind the eight ball. I'm telling you, Lankinen is better, Ken. That guy was on the Canuck. He's hurt, though. But Lankinen is better than Saros, and Saros is a problem. He was good, like, years ago. He's not good anymore. You can't win. And they're just, like, beaten down after one game. Like, these guys look depressed.
They look bad. You're right. I'm looking at the faces on the bench now. They look absolutely like shocked, beaten.
This is what happened to them in the Four Nations, Cam. They stumbled early and they just fell apart after. And this is the exact same thing that's happening here.
And you bring up a great point. It's not even your point about the goaltending is true, but take a look at Slovakia. You know, a lot of these guys, you know what I mean, Gabe, in these small elite leagues, I think, you know, they play together. They know each other. And it takes, you have to get quick chemistry. And that's the question you have with the NHL. Some of the guys like, hey, great. Canada has great players. USA has great players. A lot of these guys are stars in their foreign leagues. You know what I mean? There's more Finns in the NHL too, but they look like they like just watching them play, they really had great chemistry and they really have good body language. And you said it, they didn't just beat Finland. They beat them down. Like, that was a huge win. 4-1. They murdered them. And you
Finland
know what? You said
it. Finland were problems. Stacked with NHL stars too.
Exactly. And you brought up the point. I think a lot of these guys in these teams that have less NHL guys play a lot more and they know each other's games a little bit more and can gel quicker in this style of format.
Next up will be as far as the big underdogs are concerned is Latvia. If you look at the board here, like Switzerland and France is a little bit different. Like Switzerland aren't loaded with – Switzerland are good though. But they Switzerland are 3.5 goal favorites over France. You know, it's you know, France don't have NHL players. That's kind of a stranger game. But even with that being stated, I wouldn't want to lay 3.5 with Switzerland there. Like, I don't trust. It's hard to win a hockey game by 4 goals. So you got to roll to do it. Canada's laying 2.5 to the Czech Republic. And I don't like doing this. It's the only time. Like, I don't bet against the Bills ever. Like, I'll take them on a teaser. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't bet every Raptor game. I just won't bet them. Like, I don't, you know, I don't like betting against them. but I could do it once in a while. I bet against the Raptors a few times this year, but I don't really like betting against Team Canada. Like, I don't want to sit here and watch and be like, all right, let's go Czech Republic. Let's beat these guys. But at the same point in time, a bet's a bet, right? And I'm not on Team Canada. They are. So I'm looking at this game. I keep coming back to it. Like, I think Czechia are going to give Canada problems. I think Canada wins. I keep coming back to like 4-2. The total's 5.5. So that would get us over the number. I think Canada wins like 4-2, 3-2, 4-2. But I don't think it's easy. And not to mention, Cam, it's the first game. So all these NHL guys, bro, they just get thrown together. They have a couple of practices. It's like, yeah, you're all really good, but it's a lot of sports like music, guys. You can't just take like a bunch of like all-star musicians even and put them in a room together and think, oh yeah, it's going to be great because he's a great bassist and he's a great keyboard. It's like, maybe they're not on the same page. They don't like the same music. They don't like the same spot. Like there's a, I always find this about Finland and Sweden are the same way, actually, in a sense. I've said it before with Sweden, they're front runners. If things are going well for Sweden, their confidence is going to grow. But if you remember, guys, I said the Swedes are moody and there's always drama with them for some reason. There's always like a few dudes that like aren't on the same page. And already the controversy with Sweden as Nylander hasn't practiced and gotten there. So I saw Jeff O'Neill saying that he would just send Nylander home. He would tell him, you got to go. But listen, I'm not going to overreact to that. I think Sweden are going to be fine when it's all said and done. And this does help Sweden that Finland are just collapsing like this right now. But Canada and the Czech Republic, I'm not ready to lay in 2.5 goals. I'll tell you that, guys, right now. I think Canada will win by 2. The money line is -715. So it's sort of parlay material if you want to parlay it to total. Over 5.5 is -165. Under 5.5 is +140. What's your play for the game?
Interesting, Gabe. Take a look at the difference. What did you say? -710. I see -630 on FanDuel. I'm looking at it now. A Germany-Canada parlay is -170. It's a little bit out of my range, but I think Germany is going to beat Denmark, and I think Canada wins, but I'm with you. You think it's going to be easy against Czechia? These guys are very good. They're solid. An excellent point. We talked about the gelling. It's hard. It's going to take a while for everybody to get on the same page. They all play for different teams. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking at Germany, Canada in a parlay. I just think the juice is high, but I think they both win. I think Germany beats Denmark and Canada will win, but it won't be easy.
Yeah, Germany is a -313 favorite right now at Bet365. It won't be easy, but Germany have an NHL goalie. Germany have Leon Draisaitl as well. Mm-hmm. So you've got an NHL MVP on your team. Germany are okay. Like, I like what Draisaitl basically said. He goes, you know, we've gotten better. And he basically said how no one played hockey there before. Yet he was talking about how they need to, like, do well. Right? He basically, you know, he said in Germany, you know, yeah, they like it. But he said it'd be a lot better if we could do good. And it would move the needle. And it would inspire kids to play more. And so he basically said, you know, we're here to see, you know, do our best and see if we can, you know, grow the game. That's what one thing, like, Canada ain't there to grow the game. Canada's there to win a gold medal. And they're like, it's more of a different, Draisaitl's looking at it like, I'm here to try to make some kids in Germany like hockey. Right. And if we can win a couple of games along the way, that'll really help. Right. I said the same thing. If the USA wins, like, hockey in the US is going to freaking explode. If the US wins this gold medal. Like, if you're Gary, I don't even deny it. Like, if I'm Gary Bettman, I'd admit it. Yeah, I want the USA to win. We're going to make money if they do. Like,
exactly. Yes.
Like, if like, U.S. markets, it is true. Look at Florida. They're selling out football stadiums, and it is successful, right? A lot of the Southern experiments have been successful, Nashville, et cetera. Like, if the Team USA actually would win the gold medal, it would be over the top. It would be like Miracle on Ice 2.0 as far as sort of the boost that hockey would get. But yeah, so the Czech, we got time still. That game, it's 10:40 Eastern time on Thursday, Czechia and Canada. And yeah, Canada are loaded and all that, but the Czech Republic have they're stacked, this team. They play sound defensive hockey in international tournaments. I'm intrigued by the 2.5. And in fact, let's see, you got puck lines and stuff. Give me the checks plus. Give me the checks plus. You're still a Patriot. And a Barley, minus 500. I'll mix it up with a few other things.
That's
but I will be on. I know it sounds crazy. Like I said, I think Canada wins the game, but I'll take the 2.5 with Czechia. And you get to the USA and Latvia, and this is the one where I think a lot of people think the USA are just going to roll. They're just going to roll the Latvians in. I think this game today, Finland-Slovakia is sort of a similar reminder of this game with Latvia and the USA. The only difference is USA are more explosive than Finland are offensively, but Finland are better than, like, Finland are kind of sounder than the US are. So like, different teams, but both quality. But Latvia, you know, Latvia only have a few NHL players, right? They got a couple of dudes, but their dudes are good that they have. And they do have an NHL goalie, Kamins Merzlikins. And in fact, they got two goalies. They got Seelovs as well, the dude from the Penguins and the Canucks. That was on the Canucks. That's what they're going to hang their hat on. The thing is, Latvia have done this before, guys. Like, Latvia are good in international tournaments. They beat Canada last year in the World Championships. Don't say, oh, they're a World Championship. Canada had Nate McKinnon, Sidney Crosby, and freaking Macklin Celebrini on the team. And they lost to Latvia. All right? Like, Latvia, like, aren't – Latvia, no, same thing. Latvia basically just – they play a trap. They try to shut it down. And they just pray that their goalie can stop 45 shots. And generally they do. Generally they do. For me, and a lot of Americans have been asking me about hockey and stuff, like casual hockey fans ask me what I thought about the U.S. team and what I thought about the U.S. stuff. And I'm not a big fan of this U.S. team. We'll see. I could be wrong. I think they made a big mistake leaving Robertson off the team. I think they made a big mistake leaving Cole Caulfield off the team. I think that Bill Guerin is kind of a jarhead who lives in, like, the past. He thinks, like, there's going to be fights or something here. Like, basically, he went kind of with a tougher team. And it's a skill tournament. It's a skill tournament. I don't understand Austin Matthews being the captain when you have Tkachuk on the team. Like, there's just a lot of little weird things I don't get about the team. I don't like their line pairings. And even their goalies that everybody, like, loves in all this. It's like, yeah, they're okay. But, you know, there was also supposedly Hellebuck was unbeatable, like, going into the Four Nations, supposedly. You know, now, all right, Jake Onger. When's the last time Jake Onger won, like, anything big? We've talked about it, Cam. He kind of fades, man, in big games, I'll be honest. I hate to admit it, but it's true, and he does.
Yep.
Right? He does. So, you know, I'm not just, like, overwhelmed. Like, oh, my God, the Americans are going to be amazing. They're going to be good, right? They're going to be good. But Latvia can hang with them. But I think the safer bet here for me in the Latvia-USA game, guys, is under 6.5. Because Latvia is going to have a hard time scoring. Right? So Latvia are, like, offensively challenged. But they'll be able to keep the puck out of the net, I think, at least, you know, less than 7 times. So the total is 6.5. Yeah, you know, it's going to be right on the number, in my opinion. USA are going to win this game, like, 4-1 or 4-0 type thing. So it'll be like, damn, they laid 3.5 and they won by 3. Like, I lean Latvia plus the 3.5, but I'm going to slam the 6.5. That's going to be my bet there, under 6.5. Latvia slows USA down, Cam, just sort of thorn in their side. USA will win 3-0, 4-0 or something like that, 4-1. But I don't think the USA are just going to come out here and beat Latvia 7-1 or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen.
So basically, we're thinking more unders than over so far, right?
Yes.
So if you like
the Canada game, I said 4-2 there.
It's funny, Gabe, on FanDuel again.
Yeah, Germany, Denmark, I wouldn't bet the over. Like that same thing. That's like 3-2 Germany.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
So no, I'm not all on the unders. The women's unders have been cashing. Well, certain selectively can, but no, I'm not on all the unders, so I should say yes and no. No, really, the only game I'd like say, yeah, I would definitely bet the under is Latvia, USA. Because the other ones are 5.5. I like the 6.5.
I'm getting different. Like, I'm getting sick. This is the thing about FanDuel we've talked about with hockey. Canada, Czechia is 6.5. It's 30 cents on the under. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a big goal, Gabe. 4-2 final, 3-2 empty netter. Like, so that's the whole thing. Like, whatever book you're on, you can look. But, yeah, if you like unders, they're jacking these totals. on a couple of these books, and other books, they keep it, you know, 5.5. I'm with you. Denmark, Germany, I expect like a 3-0, 3-1 type of game there. USA, Latvia could stay under 6.5. Canada, Czechia. The one is over, but we're already taping. I think Sweden like murders Italy. I think that one we can get over 6.5 goals. That's my opinion.
Ian Cameron steps up and in, and I put my plays in last night at the overnight hours, which I probably should have done. You're not thinking clear. I'm not thinking like, and I wasn't intoxicated, but even the mind isn't as sharp. Like, so whatever, for whatever. Right. I put a bunch of Olympic bets in at like 3 a.m. type thing. And I've lost a few of them already. I'm learning my lesson, but dude, you bet, you know, I just got to lower the units. I'm like, yeah, next time don't put 250 on an alpine ski race that lasts. Like, it's like that is like
kind of horse. Go race. In, dip your toe in. Don't go for it.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm like, God damn, I don't like the way she landed. Like, I don't think I won.
You're
like,
an animal. You know I'm mean? Putting like $50 to $60 on something. Like, I always start slow now because I hate it, man. When I get smashed in like first round golf tournaments, I learned my lesson getting hit over the head. It's not fun. Then I got to win all these other things to get the money back. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? It's like early in the thing. You don't even know what the hell's going on, but
yeah, but
yeah,
I took,
good lesson.
Well, I put the work in. I took some risks, though. I took a girl. She was 15-1 to win the Alpine and the Moguls. And I really thought she could. Like, she was like the defending champ, whatever. Like, she was really good. I thought it was great odds. I think she finished fourth or whatever. But like, dude, you bet on these sports. You can't even tell, like, the little, like, the judging. It's like, I don't know, dude. Like, she went up, she did the spin, looked pretty good to me. And, like, you know, and it's like, unless you're a moguls expert, you know, you're sort of watching and all, you know, I was just sort of at the mercy of the scoreboard all the time. I'm watching them do the run. Okay. I'm after them, like, I think that looked good. And then they show the score after. I was like, all right, I'm on the outside looking in.
But judging, let's bring Babano in. Yeah, well, sorry, but just quickly before we talk to Babano, judging sports are very dangerous because I felt the exact same way. I'm watching this stuff going, I thought the girl who won finished third and second. Like, I'm watching it going, she was better than that other girl on her runs. But that's judging sports. They're very arbitrary, and you have to be very careful.
So the bets that I put in, I took Sweden to get on the podium in men's hockey. So I took Sweden to finish top three. And I've been giving that for like a month or whatever, but it's actually up to like minus 150, minus 155 right now. So I've got Canada winning the gold. I've got Sweden to finish on the podium. And my other one, my other dark horse that nobody's talking about. And after watching Finland play, I think we've got a, you know, it can't be worse than Finland is Czechia. Czech Republic are like, they're 14-1 to win a gold medal. I think that's a tall task, but they're good enough to like play with anybody. They're good enough to take any game like down to the wire, and they're not going to be overwhelmed by the USA or Canada's talent and stuff like that, right? They don't have the firepower, but they're not going to be overwhelmed. I think the Czech Republic, Czechia, at plus 400 to make the podium. So that's good, nice odds. Plus 400, top three. And I'm just sort of gunning. I'm thinking, you know what? The Czech Republic, I think they can. I think the Czech Republic's going to play USA for the bronze medal game. Let's bring in Ian Cameron right now. Babano, men's hockey is here. What do you? What are your predictions, the future predictions, and what do you like on Thursday for the games?
Yeah, as far as you, I'm with you with what you said about Czechia. Czechia, to me, has the potential to make the podium, a potential to medal here in this men's hockey tournament. You look at what they've got up front now. They do see a little drop-off in their forward depth as far as NHL-proven talent once you get to the third and the fourth line. But you start with David Pastrnak and that great group on the top line that they have, and they're going to be dangerous. They're going to be able to put the puck in the net. They've got some game breakers there. They've got players with experience. Andre Palat's, you know, played a lot of hockey. Yeah, defensively, I think they're decent. And more importantly, Lukáš Dostál is having a great season. He's a big reason why the Anaheim Ducks have turned things around this season. He is a very, very promising young goaltender with a high ceiling. And he is one of those goalies that's going to be capable of that 35-36 save effort. You know, and giving his team a chance to win every single game. So I like Czechia. I like the price. I like the value with Czechia. Germany's the other one that I think, as far as a longer shot down the board to make the podium, I could see it simply because you've got a Leon Draisaitl. You've got J.J. Paterka. You've got players up front that can put the puck in the net. You've got a very experienced goaltender in Philip Grubauer, who's kind of having a bounce back season. in the NHL with Seattle. He's definitely been better this year than he has been the last couple. So those are the two that stuck out to me is, you know, longer shots. I think it's Canada's tournament to lose, even with the concerns about Binnington, you know, with the struggles he's had. So I think Canada's going to win gold, but I like the value with Czechia and Germany to get on the podium.
Yeah, one thing, and I agree with, you know, we're on the same page, is I think Canada's the best team. Doesn't mean they're automatically going to win, but they, by far, I mean, no one's going to dispute their roster. People can talk about the goaling stuff, blah, blah, blah. But as you do, we talked about, to me, all these European countries, it's not like, oh, yeah, Sweden are way better than the Czech Republic are, Ken. It's like, no, they're not. They're different, but they're not like, oh, yeah, they're way better. Like, no one's talked about Czechia at all. Everybody's been the same. Oh, USA, Canada, and I think Sweden could be the dark horse. Everybody says the same effing thing. Nobody ever said, oh, yeah, I think Slovakia. Like, I brought it up with Bano. Slovakia and Slovoski, he was the MVP before in the Olympics, this kid. Like, Latvia beat Canada in the World Championships last year. Like, I don't think North Americans realize these teams raise it up in international play, man.
Excellent point. And the thing is, Finland gives all the teams in the world problems, and Slovakia slapped them around. They didn't win 2-1. They won 4-1. And like in the third period, they're just coming out like gangbusters. So I think the parity of this tournament, I know Babano, you understand, Gabe, you understand. A lot of people just make assumptions, and they're not good assumptions, especially when it comes to global play. That's the thing. Hey, Sweden had problems with Finland, and you saw how Finland played today. So I think there's a lot of sleepers out there, and it's dangerous. Still, Canada does have the best roster, but you know what? Anything can happen. These teams are all qualified to do dangerous things.
What's funny is I don't mind the passion and stuff. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah, passion.
But I was on online yesterday. All I said, I was poking Austin Matthews. I said, I don't think he's captain. I don't like the U.S. lineup, and I don't like this and that. Yeah. And I had a bunch of Americans start like, shut up. And like, the best day is like, I had one dude, he sent me a post. He goes, shut the fuck up, old man. You've never put a pair of skates on in your life.
Yeah.
And I had some other dude said, learn to skate and then you can talk. And it was funny. I had like other guys that were hating on me in the chat. They said, oh, actually, you know, he actually played hockey. It was pretty funny. I just laughed at what an emoji, learn to skate. I nearly like went old school. I was going to tell the guy because he called me. He goes, old man, you don't even know how to skate. I don't know. There was some guy in Illinois or something, or Indiana. I don't know where.
Like, you're going to fly to Illinois? Let's go.
Yeah, no, Cam, I was literally going to tell him, I'll bet you $5,000 that I'm 30 years older than you and I'll beat you in a
like, how about
you
go on a breakaway and you score? We'll do an over-under. Yeah.
Or I thought that. I was like, I'll give you 100 pucks, 100 breakaways. Yeah. You won't score once, like, literally once. I started thinking, I don't know, maybe the kid's really in good shape or something.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. Start at like 10, 20.
I thought it was funny. Like, like if somebody said, you've never tackled a quarterback, I'd be like, I can't.
He's no, people make assumptions about
all the things he said. You've never put a pair of skates on in your life.
You got invited to a junior camp, whatever. Like I played AAA. I'm not going anywhere. But we at least weren't like slugs when we played hockey. We played at a pretty good level. Like you know what I mean?
Funny though. Like I said, even like haters jumped in. They said, he can skate. That's not true. He actually it was funny. That's
Switzerland guys. There's another team.
Actually, you're right, Babano. Switzerland will nickel and dime you with defense.
Kevin Fiala, Nico Hischier, Nito Niederreiter.
That's a good team.
Kurashev, Hugh Suter, Timo Meier, a lot of NHLers up
front. That's a great call, Babano.
Three NHL defensemen, Josi Moser and Siegenthaler. And their goaltending, Akira Schmid from the Vegas Golden Knights is one of their goalies. But I'm hearing he's not going to start. The guy that's going to start is actually not a guy in the NHL, but everybody that's been watching international hockey for the last decade should know the name. Leonardo Giannone. This guy's been around forever. He's played in Swiss leagues. He's played at Spengler Cups. He played at the World Hockey Championship for Switzerland in 2025. He was named the best goalie of the tournament.
Those are a lot of solid names, Babano. Those aren't slugs either. Those are good hockey players, like very NHLers.
That's why I said all these Euro teams, they're all equal. Like they're, you know, some of them are better or make more money and stuff, whatever, like in the NHL. But it's going to be a very hard-fought tournament with upsets along the way. Something interesting, too. USA actually have a higher payroll than Team Canada does. I saw like what the teams make and not by much, but Team USA's combined salaries are like 190 million and Canada was like 178 million or something. And I was thinking, wow, man, there's a lot of overpaid American players. because I'm like, how can they be making more than the dudes on Canada who are all the better players? But it is what it is. But something that's interesting here is I saw there was a girl in Sweden who basically told everybody, just for the record, this is how you actually say Swedish players' names. It's amazing how wrong everybody's been. Like, way off with every name. Like, it's not Landeskog, it's Landeskog. This is what really Team Sweden's names are.
Joel Eriksson Ek, Filip Forsberg, Pontus.
See, Forsberg is Forsberg.
Forsberg.
Johansson.
Johansson.
Adrian Kempe, Gabriel Landeskog, Elias Lindholm, William Nylander, Elias Pettersson, Rickard Raquel, Lucas Raymond, Alexander Wennberg, Mika Zibanejad, Rasmus Andersson, Filip Broberg, Rasmus Dahlin, Oliver Ekman Larsson, Gustav Forsling, Viktor Hedman, Erik Karlsson, Hampus Lindholm, Filip Gustafsson, Jakob Markström, Jesper Wallstedt. Yes.
So, nowhere
but
close.
She's also Swedish, Gabe. Like,
nowhere close.
Things better. No, we're off of it.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, no one will ever change
no,
it.
No.
So it's not Landeskog. It's Landeskog.
Landeskog.
It's Zeebon
Yacht.
It's not
Pettersson. It's Pettersson. What was the Forsberg? It's Forsberg.
We
call it Forsberg. There's Forsberg. It's Forsberg.
You know what I learned, Gabe, in golf? Aberg is Aubert. Like, that's the whole thing. It's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I still call him Aberg, too, because I'm lazy. So it's one of those situations
exactly. It just goes to show that, like, we're the only, like, no soccer announcer would ever just knowingly call the player wrong. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yep.
But we will in Canada, America, because we'll just admit we're too stupid to like, do it. No, I'm being real.
I know.
It's like, well, you know, his name is really Forsberg, right? Well, no, it's Forsberg. Well, I call him Forsberg. Yeah, because you're an idiot. That's not his name. That's not his name, right? Just point blank. And people, like, it's just, like I said, like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine calling Messi, Messi. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or something like, or Messi. It's like, no, it's Messi. It's not Messi. It's Messi. You'd have to know that, right? But like I said, in America and Canada, we just think that, like, oh, well, we speak English and it must be our way. It's like, well, I just want to point out, we're not saying any of the names anywhere near close. And that's Swedish, Kev. I'd like to hear the Russian names and how we...
No, we're not even going to go there.
You'd be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize it was that. Like,
that would be an adventure.
No, she had a good accent. She pronounced, like, the right things at the right... That's the whole problem, too. Like, even though we both speak English...
There's Forsberg was the one that I was really very funny. The Nashville Predators have a funny X account. They responded to this and they said, damn, we've been pronouncing our own player wrong this whole time. They were exactly. Like the Predators had fun with it. They were like, we got to learn some pronunciations here. So that was pretty funny. See, I thought that was funny. This girl said, hey, by the way, for every you, all you out there, this is what they're actually called. All right. So, let's get some of before we get out of here, let's get the Babano, your overall prediction, the podium predictions. I already gave mine. What are your podium predictions? Or I gave my bets. Canada wins, Sweden makes the podium, Czech Republic makes the podium at +400. What are your bets? What do you got?
I think I will go with Canada, Czechia, silver, and USA bronze.
All right. Not a lot of love for the U.S. here. We're going to get a lot of hate mail. Cam, are the USA going to win a medal?
I got USA to win a medal, but I have Canada, Sweden, USA, and that's very chalky. Like
I got USA playing in a bronze medal game with you, Babeno. I think they're going to play in the bronze. I think it's Sweden, Canada, and the gold. For the record, Bet365, I'm not sure they're not the only ones that do it, but they have exact final. The only thing is, you never know who's going to play who in this bracket and stuff.
Who's the most dangerous dark horse? Slovakia, Chechnya, Germany?
I'd say the Czech Republic, because they're at least 14-1. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the other ones aren't. But you can't call Sweden a dark horse, right?
You said it, though. Like, there's other than, like, Italy and France, like, you can, like, look at these teams and go, okay.
Italy, France, and Denmark are screwed. Everybody else has a puncher's chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Finland, eh, Babano? Man, that was bad, bro.
They played like junk.
They just suck. Like, they're supposed to be good. Like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them.
They don't score enough, as you said, Gabe. And then when they're not even scoring a few goals against the Slovaks, they're done. One goal? That's not going to get
I didn't
done.
Mind their they effort.
Bad
the first
body
two
language
periods,
and chemistry, Finland. That team. They're always even so
the first
like,
period
upset
was better,
and mad,
Babano.
Finns.
End of
they're
the second
mad.
Third. It was bad. Like, they got to be
third,
better.
Third, though, when they're down in the – or it was 1-1, and then they were down 2-1, but they fell behind. And when you're supposed to be pushing, and you're supposed to be, you know, on the front foot now because you're behind, and I thought that was Slovakia's best period, the third period is what was disappointing.
That was the thing. It wasn't like, oh, it was a big upset. Slovakia were the better team. They skated – they were better. Like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, they got lucky. No, they were just the better team. All right, so I've got it's a busy week again this week. You know what, some of the podcasts, sometimes we go over an hour, an hour and 20 minutes sometimes, you know, for whatever, we're all over the place. But I did want to wrap up with the and Cameron, you on TV tonight with the golf picks?
Yep, I got golf picks for the Pebble Beach game. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of the big boys are there, and I got picks. Did well last week. We didn't have – we'll talk about Chris Goddard up later on. This guy is the new killer on Sundays. Could you believe what this guy did? He was down 7 strokes, 80-1 live on Sunday, came down, beat down everybody, and then put Hideki Matsuyama on a pretzel in the playoff, who was lucky to be there because he chipped in for so many parts. Watch out for Chris Goddard up the Pride of New Jersey through Rutgers game. Who goes to Rutgers for a golf scholarship? Nobody. Then he went to Oklahoma. Watch out for Chris Goddard up, the new thing on the PGA Tour.
I didn't know Rutgers had a golf team.
Now he's it.
No, all kidding aside, there's a lot of nice golf courses in New Jersey.
Yeah, he got it.
Speaking of which, actually, we're going to have a new golf contributor joining us in the future.
Cool.
I met when I went to the San Francisco Dons basketball game. I got treated very well by the program, and I ended up hooking up and meeting the golf coach of the San Francisco Dons. And, man, they got some sweet courses there in the Bay Area, Cam. He was telling me about.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so San Francisco Don golf coach. I had a few when I met him, but I actually have his number. We exchanged, and I told him, I said, yeah, listen, like, we'll wait till, like, around the Masters and stuff, and we'll get you on. And remember, he goes, I look forward to it.
Remember, Gabe, Colin Morikawa, who went to Cal, won his major just outside of San Francisco.
Yeah, I asked him that. I basically, you know me, I cut right to the chase. I said, so why are you here and why are you like, you know what I mean? Why are you not bigger? Because he told me like, I don't know, like whatever. Yeah, I was one of the amateur champs or whatever. So I asked him, and it's funny you said Morikawa. I said, are you buddies with anybody type thing? Like, who'd you grow up playing with? And I was the first guy. He goes, yeah, Morikawa. He's friends with Ricky Fowler for some reason.
Cool.
Like he's older. I don't know. He's in his mid 30s type thing now. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, Morikawa was this guy. He goes, I used to play with Morikawa all the time in college and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, cool dude. So it'd be nice to have sort of NCAA coach, a guy to know some of these guys on, to help us break it down. But leading scorer of the teams, Babano, Bet365 has the prop up. Who's going to be the top goal scorer, top team point getter? Let's go with top, point score instead of goal score. Connor McDavid is plus 175. Nate McKinnon is plus 300. Cale Makar is 9-1. Sidney Crosby is 9-1. Celebrini's 10-1. Reinhardt's 10-1. Marchand is 25. Stone 25. Marner 25. Wilson 25. You get the picture. Who do you think is going to have the most points on Team Canada?
I went with Celebrini, even though he's like the youngest guy on the team. I think he could really rack up the points. I don't think the stage is going to be too big for him. He's had an amazing season. He's going to be put in a position where he's going to be on the ice a lot, potential top line, top power play. And he has the potential, I think, to light it up. Just his vision, the way he sees the ice, his passing ability. He just sees plays develop before the defense can adjust to it. I think he's going to be fine.
Gabe, you guys are getting squeezed with those numbers. On my book, McDavid's plus 325. God, these guys are squeezing you for the Olympics. For these.
Bet five is pickleball Team Canada bet, so good warning for people. Yeah. If you're betting anyone on Team Canada. Oh, yeah, part of what I saw, FanDuel has Canada to win at plus 130 to win the gold.
Yeah,
that 365 is minus 112.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's 42 cent difference.
Yeah. Man. I got Jack Eichel at over 5-1 on my book, and I think he's 3-1 on bet.
You gotta shop around. There's major discrepancies one book to the next. That's right, very, so USA, very evident.
USA leading point getter, Jack Eichel. And for the record, I don't mind throwing McDavid's obvious at plus 175, but it ain't no lock, so it's not worth doing it.
No, I look for value. I don't mind Makar, and I like Reinhardt for Canada to lead them in goals. Reinhardt.
That's going
to
be my
pick. I like Reinhardt.
Yeah.
My pick.
He's
going to
be on the power play. Crosby's going to be on it. But he's the shooter. He is the pure shooter on that power play unit for Canada.
My pick will be Cale Makar because he's going to be on the ice. Like, the forward's going to be on the ice, but Makar's going to always be on the power play. So I think Makar is a nice look there. I'd like to play Mitch Marner. I think Marner's going to come up with a couple of big plays, pass here, goal here, but I don't know if he's going to have, like, it's going to be enough volume. Celebrini's a good look there at 10-1. I'm going to go with Makar at 9-1. Pasternak is plus 125 for the Czech Republic, but USA, we talked about this one a little bit yesterday. MacInnis gave Rowenski. For the USA yesterday. So it's Jack Eichel, plus 300. Auston Matthews, plus 400. Matthew Tkachuk, 7-1. Quinn Hughes, 8-1. Tage Thompson. That was my pick, Tage Thompson. Jake Ensel, 14-1. Matt Boldy. What's your pick for Team America, Bebeto?
I agree with what Andrew said about Werenski because he had 6 points in the Four Nations faceoff. He's 14-1. Quinn Hughes is now the problem is Quinn Hughes now has been so good. Does he take away maybe from some of that production Werenski may get? But I think it's still the better price with Werenski compared to Quinn Hughes for top USA point scorer. So I took it at 14-1. I like Brock Nelson as a deep long shot for top goal scorer for US.
What about Tage Thompson, Babano, for goals, not points?
Oh, I don't mind that either. Boldy and Thompson. If I'm going to look at someone 10-1 or worse in the odds department for USA, I'd look at Thompson. I'd look at Boldy. I think both of those guys are worth a shot at, 10-1.
I gave Thompson yesterday, but it was goals, not points, as I stated. Yeah. He's capable of, like, getting a hat trick in one game against an inferior opponent,
right?
Because there's not going to be a lot of goals in this tournament.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the leading goal scorer going to get in this tournament?
I love Tage Thompson for goals.
Four, five, six. Like I said, maybe a Pasternak goes off and gets a hattie in one game. Like, that's to me, like, people that go Connor McDavid and these guys, nah, they're going to be playing defense. Don't forget, like, McDavid's going to be on the ice against Eichel and Tkachuk. Not going to be easy to score. Right? You got to start thinking of that. That's why I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, Mitch Marner's on a third line, huh? Mm-hmm. With Crosby.
But, would you take McDavid at plus 325 instead of plus 170? That's a huge difference.
325 is an interesting. That's a fair enough number.
Yeah, that's why I'm playing.
175 is a joke. I can't do that.
I know. That's awful. Like, that is so bad. Wow.
That's why I was going to take Great Britain to win men's curling. And I'm like, I just watched mixed double curling, and every damn match comes down to the final rock, Cam. Every match down to, like, the last shot. Everyone loses by one. And I'm like, man, how the hell? I'm not laying plus 100 with Britain or, like, plus 175 with Canada. For the record, I took the Swedes. Sweden won the mixed doubles curling. They're a brother and sister combo. Pretty cute story.
Nice.
They won. Now I'm taking men Sweden to win. And I'm taking the women's
the
Sweden
IKEA
to win.
Two-step.
I'm going for the swim. Yeah. No, the trifecta. I think Sweden are going to sweep curling.
That's the best. Sweden IKEA parlay? Like three people?
No, I didn't parlay them. but
that'd be wild.
I got the team men Sweden to win at four. They're defending gold medal champions and they're 14-1. So that's crazy. All right, screw this. Give me these guys at plus 1400. And the women, I don't know. A hipster pick for the women's curling seems to be Switzerland. I've been studying a lot about the curling and the Olympics and stuff like that, and people seem to fear this Swiss curler, this woman, her team. Just throwing it out there. All right, great stuff, Babano. You guys doing the ice guys through the Olympics? You got any Olympic shows?
Yeah, pre-recorded shows, not live, but we've got shows throughout the Olympic hockey tournament. No
you're
doubt.
Like Kid Rock.
Yeah.
You're like Kid Rock. Not live.
Not live. No.
Pre-recorded.
Yes.
Lip sync and pre-recorded. Double dipped.
Kid Rock.
So if you're gonna pre-tape it, at least do it live.
Like, exactly.
I don't know who pre-tapes a show, like Kid Rock's little halftime thing that he did there. Like, so it's pre-taped. Supposedly they pay people to go and but he was lip sync. That was just funny. He got all defensive. He was like,
he's awful.
I just cracked up. Like, at least he could have done a live. It was pre-taped. I mean, he could have just started over.
I told you, Gabe, he'd show up to the opening of Envelope. He's getting desperate now.
That's where it's going to be next for him.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Cam.
Later, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tonight, actually. Yeah, we'll get into the golf tonight. We'll get into all the golf and stuff. And men's hockey. The Olympics are off and running. Let's rock. Thanks, Dean Cameron. Other than that, you're on your own.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.